At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural. Lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hey, welcome back to Cryptids of Corn Podcast. I am the great man.
And I am Jay Clone. Let's see here. I'm Jay Clone 12. Jay Clone 12 today.
Oh, Squonkapalooza 2025 review.
We survived Squonkapalooza 2025.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great time.
Shout out to review. Joe and Lisa that put it together.
Excuse me.
Joe from Cryptoteology and Lisa from Cryptid Comforts.
Yeah.
Did an awesome job again this year.
Knocked out of the park. It was great.
This is the third year in a row.
Yeah.
And that we've been blessed to be speakers all 3 years.
Yeah.
And this is the first year they moved the entire event to another part of the great town, city.
Johnstown. I think it's a city.
Right.
Even though it's got town in the name.
I know. That's where I was confused. But what a old, historical, great little town that I'm very grown fond of.
Next year, I do want to do the Flood Museum.
Oh, yes.
We never have time.
Johnstown, home to the one of the biggest floods in U.S. history.
I think it is still the worst flood in U.S. history.
As far as, like, deadly?
Yeah.
So sad part of history, but history nonetheless, you know?
Killed so many people, they didn't have anybody to ID the bodies because everybody was dead.
Yes. That's dark. Very dark. But, you know, you can't have
placards every 10 feet talking about it.
I know. And, you know, you can't have light without the dark in this world. So, you know, sometimes you have to embrace the darks in order to enjoy the light. So,
did you see the steel-colored shiners?
Oh, no.
So, you know, like, right where it was at the Bottles Works, which is a really cool place. They got, like, a little park there and everything in it.
Okay.
They shut down a couple, like, streets, like, side streets for it. It was great. I enjoyed the location a lot better
than previous
years.
Yep.
Even though the downtown location is fun, I just think this was such a nicer venue.
I agree. This was better for everyone that was attending.
Yes.
And working.
I liked it better. Whether that's good, bad, and different for everybody else, I don't know.
I think it was good.
I think it was good. And yep. It sounded like that was kind of the consensus with the other vendors and speakers that the venue was a lot nicer.
Mm-hmm. I'm
not saying that this square wasn't nice. It just... Big.
This is just better for the event. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
But no, they painted wildlife on the pillars that were blocking you from being able to drive your car into the river.
Oh, okay.
And you were unloading stuff, and I was talking to one of the guys. They had wood ducks, which I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, they didn't just paint mallards or anything like that. You know, they picked a little more special native species. And then they had steel-colored shiners painted on it.
Oh, cool.
Which, for anybody doesn't know, it's the same thing as for here, it'd be a spot fin shiner.
Yeah, no one knows.
If you've caught a minnow, not a chub, a minnow in Ohio,
and
it's a spot fin.
Okay.
That's just they're that common.
Yeah.
There's a variant. It looks identical, called a steel color shiner. But the only time you really can tell them apart, because they got a spot in their fin too, the only time you can really tell them apart is when they're breeding.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the males grow extra long fins on top of their normal fins.
Okay.
And they're like a steel color.
Ah, so that's the difference.
And they look like ornamental fish. Like they look like they were bred, you know, to be crazy looking.
Look good in a tank or something. Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah, steel color shiners.
Well, nice. See, Johnstown's got, they know they're natives.
It's pretty too. That whole area was pretty. They painted, like, all the buildings were crazy colors and, you know.
Oh,
I enjoy that.
I enjoyed the town, yes, very much so. The whole event, again, went over very well, very smooth. Seemed like they were, and very busy this year. It was really busy.
Yeah. And everybody said they sold very well.
Everyone seemed very happy and in good spirits. Weather was nice. I have zero bad things to say about Squonkapalooza 2025 this year. It was wonderful. I'd like to shout out some people, though, that came, stopped by to speak to us, visit with us for the first time, some of them, and some are longtime friends now.
Some, you threw away the gift. They worked so hard.
I didn't throw it away. You seen the hole in my pocket.
That was kind of, it was like funny.
But it was.
Like out of a movie.
Cartoon, yeah.
Like, you're like, because I thought you were screwing, I lost it. Like, come on. And then you went, and stuck your finger through the hole in your pocket. That's SD, or not SD, that's a flash drive, perfect sized hole.
It literally perfect size. And it, so Joe, I'd like to shout out to Joe for giving us a flash drive full of homesteading things and other material.
Yes. Material.
Stuff that's our flavor.
I'm very upset with you because I was very excited to do that last
I was
night.
Too. But yeah, Joe, I lost it. So someone out there can be very happy to find that. But thank you very much, Joe. Thank you. We really, really appreciate it. Hope to see you again next time, and I can't wait to get my backup copy in the mail.
Did Joe say he was coming to the Jamboree? I don't remember.
I don't remember for sure.
I thought he said he may.
He may.
We talked to a lot of... So actual, like, hard details are hard to remember.
Oh, gosh, I know. It went by so fast.
I know, but Ryan's going.
I was just going to say it. Speaking of coming to the Jamboree, another friend that came to visit us would be Ryan and... Well, let's just call her Vicky. Ryan and Vicky.
I was going to call her Mary.
Yeah, oh no, well, it'll change every season. Hopefully we get to do this every year and change her name every year. Thank you guys again for your company, and just coming to see us and spend time with us is very enjoyable. Ryan, I really enjoy all your stories with your haunted dolls.
I got to get him some dolls, I forgot.
I think you guys may be hearing from Ryan on this show sometime in the future.
Yeah, I love that,
because he's a very interesting person.
Very good Christian man that has a demon fight club in his house.
And basically, yes. He is a, what did he say? He was a, what is it? He bothers demons. What was he saying?
I can't even, he said a lot, but yeah, the picture of all the haunted items in a circle facing each other.
Yes, and told them to fight it out. Ryan's an awesome person, eccentric, like us.
Like us. Yes. Like, yeah. You know, when I used to have the room full of salamanders.
Yeah, exactly.
You walk in, like, what is this?
Why are all these tanks covering your wall?
Why is it so cold in here?
Yeah.
Salamanders like the cold.
Exactly. Next, I want to thank James. James, first time we met you, he bought a book. One of the first purchases of our book.
Yeah, it went. And thank you to everybody that bought it, one of the kids' books. It sold extremely well.
Yes, we debuted the A to Z Cryptids.
I don't even have one in here. They sold that fast.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh. So, A to Z Cryptids, my first crypto...
Here, it's A to Z Cryptids, my first cryptid encyclopedia.
There we go. I'm getting too excited.
Illustrated by Joseph Berkey.
Burke,
sorry.
Yep, we just found out last name. A.K.A.
Jeb. Justin England.
Yep, Justin England. Mr. E, also known as Mr. E. You guys may know him as that on this show.
Yeah. And then, I'll turn around. Check out the Boogeyman, or the Backwoods Boogeyman podcast. That's Jeb's podcast.
Yes, who illustrated.
He will be coming on in a couple of weeks for, you know, promoting that and illustration. He illustrates so much stuff for us anymore.
It's just a wonderful blessing to have him.
I love him, dude.
Yes. James, I want to say thank you, James, for visiting us, coming to say hi, bringing your family to Squonkapalooza. I hope you guys had an amazing time, and we appreciated and enjoyed meeting you. That was awesome.
It's
always great. Loved it, yes. Gary and Kelly... The Squirrel Always. And the Sloth.
Squirrel and the Sloth.
If you guys pay attention at all to our Facebook page at all, you'll know Gary and Kelly. They've now come pretty prominent features at almost all the events we go to.
At least anything in the Midwest or the North.
Yeah, they're there.
And even Northern Appalachia, because they do all kinds of events that we're not at as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome people.
Yeah, no, I love them to death.
If you guys come to the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, say hi to the Sloth and the Squirrel.
I got some really cool pictures of, I think it was Winter playing with Kelly at the live show.
Okay, yeah.
Because the kids were, that was a rough night for the kids.
But, at the bowling alley?
Yeah, yes. Kelly was playing with them and like,
keeping them entertained, yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
But yeah, no, it's always great to see them. When Gary comes out in a Sloth costume, I love it. And Kelly was dressed up with her homemade cry pig.
Oh, yes, that's right. They're great. They're fantastic.
Everybody didn't know that's what I call the squonk.
The cry pig.
The cry pig festival.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what it is.
The only reason I say that is because you know how many people ask, well, what's a squonk?
Right, yeah.
A crying pig. Basically. That's not exactly what it is, but it's just like...
Essentially, you boil it
if
down.
If you don't know anything about this stuff,
yeah,
it's a crying pig that lives in the woods of Pennsylvania.
You don't want to get into the lore of like the lumberjacks and the... Yeah, let's just skip all that. It's a crying ugly pig. Leave him alone. That's it.
It's a cry pig.
Next, I want to thank our handsome homeowner, great swimmer.
Tree bringer.
A gifter. Michael Thompson.
And his mom.
And his mother, his lovely mother, who bought me dinner. She forced me to get a salad.
She bought the first kid's book.
She did. She bought the very first kid's book right off the rip. Before Squonk
was upset.
Yep.
Because Gary tried. I just wasn't at the booth.
Yeah, that's true. But she bought me dinner, and she forced me, not forced me, she highly suggested that I get a salad with dinner, too. She said, I need to eat my greens. So I got a salad.
I wish I could have gone to dinner with you guys. I ended up getting a migraine at the end of the...
An optic migraine, yes.
I rarely get them anymore, but I got optic migraines, which maybe I didn't know. Your eyes shoot, like, turn off, and then, so you go blind, and then it feels like a screwdriver is being driven into your head.
Oh, yes.
Then you throw up for hours and hours.
A nice pick to the forehead.
I would have done it. I would have literally put one on a wall and done it to myself just to make it stop.
Yeah.
So I take pills for it now, which, like, you have to take it right when you start seeing the spots, and it's like, it's a game every time.
Oh, yeah.
Whether how effective... Sometimes I can take it soon enough.
Catch it.
And I don't have any problems. Mm-hmm. I just get really nauseous because the pill makes you really, really nauseous.
I can imagine.
Which I'm like, I can live with that. I can live with being really nauseous and still do stuff. That time it was kind of right down the road where I wasn't having a full-blown one, but I was not feeling good enough to do anything. And then the only cure after that is literally just, call it cooking your head.
Heating it up.
You sit in the shower, face your eyes up to it, and just have it as hot as it'll go for as long as it'll go.
Like a chicken in a rainstorm.
I've never seen chickens do that.
I don't know. I always seen in cartoons they stare up at the rain. Turkeys, is that it? I don't know.
They say turkeys will drown themselves.
Oh, looking up?
Mm-hmm.
And Michael's mom gave me a little miniature Jesus to put in my pocket. So if you guys... a fun song. It's by one of...
No, don't.
All right, never mind. We'll save that for Patreon. Let's see here. Scott, we want to shout out to Scott from Pennsylvania. Our listener from Pennsylvania. Scott, we were meant to, so I'm just going to share this little story. We were meant to meet up with Scott. It's become a Squonkapalooza tradition. We go to the middle of the woods where Scott lives in the state forest, and we...
Putting it mildly.
He literally lives in the middle of the state forest. In the middle of nowhere, which is amazing. And
he's very nice. His family's very nice. We love him.
Yes.
It's a tradition.
So that's tradition. But this year, I think Scott's son was at he's getting married. Congrats. Yeah,
they were doing a bachelor party, and they invited us up to, you know, participate after the festival.
Which is even deeper in the woods, we found out. And so, we were supposed to go visit Scott that night, but with Justin getting the migraine, and by the time I got all packed up and put away and I got back to the hotel, I was going to go visit Scott just myself, but I was about to pass. I passed out in the bed pretty much, so I went to bed.
After you scared the bejesus out of me.
But yeah, not on purpose, but you woke up out of your fugue state and seen me sitting in my bed.
But it just, you look, I didn't have my glasses on, and I was having an optic migraine, so I couldn't see very well, and you just look like a demon that was hiding behind a pillow staring at me.
Oh, thank you.
Well, like I said, I'm nearly blind without my glasses. And yeah. One of my eyes is not working.
Yeah.
And then there's just this face.
I'm just there.
There's this face looking at me from, and like, you had the wall of pillows, so it's just, I couldn't see you, just your face.
Yeah.
And it really scared me.
Hey,
if you were any closer to me, you'd probably be dead.
Well, I would have been cry chopped. I know my distance. I know how to keep distance from you. Yeah. My reach. I know your reach.
You tried to scare me on purpose. It just like I woke up
and looked at me and I'm like, hey. And you're like, yeah.
When you talked.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah. But so Scott, that next morning we decided, well, you know what? Let's just go to try to find Scott.
He gave us the address for the bachelor party.
Correct. So we're calling him, texting him, and we knew Scott was going to be sleeping because they had a late night. Let's just put it that mildly. But so he didn't answer. We're like, all right, well, you know what? Let's just go find him. That'll be fine. Let's just go find Scott. So we went out in the middle of these woods, deep in the woods, and we found the campsite. After a long trek, we found the campsite.
Literally.
I don't want to speak about the trek itself.
Mom didn't listen to this.
Okay, well then feel free.
Dad does.
I don't care.
Dad, don't tell Mom.
This is yes. This is your choice at this point.
No, it was. He warned us that don't go up this trail. Because
he said just come to the bottom. He'll come pick us up the night before.
And it's because it literally is a mountain that had like a washed out. If anybody ever goes off roading, it's a fully washed out trail.
Stone trail
with giant rocks, and you had to hug sides.
Culvert pipes exposed. You have to drive over.
It was bad.
Two of them.
It was bad.
It was rough.
Those were not culvert pipes, by the way. Those were oil pipes.
Oh, okay.
The big metal pipes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Probably for gas wells and stuff up there.
Oh, well, okay. Gotcha.
But yes, they were fully exposed, or you had to crawl over them like 12 inches or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
wouldn't shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, just shut up so I can focus.
I know, but I don't know. I guess I'm just, I don't know. I guess I have no, I didn't feel the fear.
I used to go off-roading a lot.
Right. I did, but not in big vehicles. I didn't like go-karts and four-wheelers and stuff.
No,
it's different.
Off-roading.
For me, it is.
Used to actually go like up mountains and through rivers and stuff like that. And I'm like, this thing is too top-heavy for what we're doing.
But we made it. Regardless, we made it. We made it to the top of the mountain. We found the camp.
To where we were going to get shot.
Yeah, and it was pretty sketchy. There was only one vehicle there. There was music blaring. The coals were still smoking.
It's like 8 a.m.
Yeah, maybe even earlier at that point.
Maybe even earlier.
So none of these guys are awake, and I don't even know if any of them were even there. But we got to the camp, and I kind of walked around, and I felt a little sketched out, like, I probably shouldn't be here.
This camp on the top of a mountain in nowhere Appalachia.
Yes, and no one knows who we are except one guy. That's not
one of the guys out of 30 people that are supposed to be at this camp know who we are.
And he's not there. So I'm walking around, and you said, you pretty much stayed back at the car.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, I need to at least tell somebody.
And I'm dead. And so I went back to the car. I didn't see nobody. I went back to the car. We grabbed a T-shirt, threw it on one of the chairs there, and then we just left. So left it for them to find. And then, Scott, if you're listening, well, I'll tell you now so you can find it if you haven't. Oh, he did? Good. So we went down to Scott's, where we normally hang out with Scott is at his local club, like his Rod and Gun Club. And we went in there. It was unlocked. The bartender was the only guy there.
It was like at 8:15 a.m.
Yeah. And he's like, what are you doing here, basically, to me? Because I just walked in, door was unlocked, and I told him what was going on. I said, I'm here to leave something for Scott. So we left him one of the new books, and Scott, I'm glad you found it. Even though we didn't get to see you.
We still had fun with you.
We still had fun basically looking for you. It was still fun. So the spirit of visiting Scott.
And you found a bunch of ghost pipes in the ditch.
So yeah, in that journey with Scott, looking for Scott, we found ghost pipe for the very first time. And that was kind of our goal, too, was to find ghost pipe at some point this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And just so happened, we're like, well, while we're up here, you know, just keep an eye out, and we spotted some.
You did. You first seen it, and then got a whole big clutch of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then immediately after, I seen like three or four that were way over, like over.
Yeah, yeah.
They were starting to like rot and stuff like that. And then we seen a couple more just going through one, you know, one here, one there. But you found a patch of like 20 of them.
Right. Yeah. And you harvest responsibly, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, so they can seed and everything like that.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason the flower comes above ground is the seed, because it's the ghost pipe plant is parasitic on fungus, which is parasitic on trees.
So it's quite a web of
life.
I don't know how to explain that, but they're really cool flowers. They have no chlorophyll, no chloroplast or whatever. They're
like translucent blue-white color.
Maybe a shade of pink here and there.
I mean,
it's just a stem with like leaflets all up it, but again, they're all white. And then one curve What is it? What was it called? You said it the other day. They have one curve and then the flower, the one flower head.
Yeah, it's literally what their scientific name means.
Okay, gotcha.
It's just a curve and a flower. It's literally their scientific name just means curve then flower.
If you're just Google ghost pipes, check them out. If you've never seen them, ever heard of them, just look at a picture. They're pretty wild. And we found some. We're gonna make some medicine with it. So we'll talk about that maybe on another episode if y'all are interested, or maybe with a special guest to talk about that kind of stuff. Next,
ghost pipes?
Yeah.
Who?
Linda.
Oh, I don't know if she knows anything about ghost pipes.
We'll find out. I'm sure the natives knew about it. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a part of her study.
Yeah. Well, either way, maybe we'll educate her. So,
good luck with that.
Yeah. Hey, we find a way. That's what we do here, you know. We expose the things that don't have light shine on them bright enough.
All right, who else you got?
Next, David Hardy from Hardyware. Guys, you need to check out David Hardy's stuff.
He'll be one of our kids' room speakers at
Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2, October 4th.
Yeah.
David Hardy, amazing human being. I didn't personally get to speak David too much this weekend.
I got to say like 10 things to him.
It was good, good for Squonkapalooza, kind of bad for all of us vendors that like to speak and visit with each other. We didn't really get a chance to.
In a good way. Yeah. Just because it was nice. It was busy. Right when it opened.
It was busy. The whole time, yeah.
We had a packed house for our speaking when we were the first speakers, which you don't normally get.
Mm-mm.
So when you pick to speak first, you know, that's kind of the risk you run is nobody shows up because it's early.
Right.
And no, we had pretty much every chair filled, which was nice. It was very lovely.
Yeah, great crowd too.
Yeah, they were. I had a lot of fun.
Very inquisitive.
Is enjoyment.
I'd also like to and Ron Murphy, also a speaker at Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree too. He was right beside us the whole time. Love Ron. Enjoy.
His kids, him. I grew up watching Ron on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked about Wild Bill and some of the other TV personalities, which Wild Bill will be at the Jamboree as well. But just knowing him now, and he's so nice.
He's a nice person, yes.
And he's still a teacher. He's just one of those people that is just good how guy. You think he is on TV. Like he's genuine. Yes, he's very genuine. His new book sold out completely.
The Squonk one?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for Ron. Yeah, Ron is an amazing author. If you got Ron Murphy, just Google his name and check out his books. I know if you're listening to our show, you'll be into his stuff.
Yeah. And he's got a lot of books, but I think he does one or maybe two a year. He's just been doing it for like 30
a long time.
Years.
Yeah. Very well accomplished author, Ron Murphy. Great guy.
Yeah.
I
think he's the main researcher alive today that for like the invasion of Chestnut Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's just several other things. I just want to say that. Like his book on the invasion of Chestnut Ridge is really good.
Come see him at the Jamboree October 4th. Next, I'd like to thank Bill Rigby.
Oh, Bill! It was nice seeing Bill in person again.
Mm-hmm. It's been a minute for us seeing him. I helped him with his he was having trouble setting up. Him and Michael were trying to set up his presentation for in the speakers room, and it was they were in trouble. And they called me and the backup guns. So I went in there. Somehow we got it going. It was crazy me thinking about. We are the least tech people. People come to us like, "Hey, can you get this going?" Sure, I'll try. We got it.
You are definitely more tech savvy than me.
I guess, but that's not saying much, though.
I mean, I'm very low on the tech pool.
Well, I know. It's still not. That's what I'm saying. So me being more than you, it ain't much, but I agree, though.
I can solder and I can weld.
Hey, those are important skills to have. So thank you, Bill. Enjoyed seeing you again.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank Ballyraven.
Oh, yes.
So Ballyraven, artist and vendor.
Her new book just came out.
Her new book just came out. It is Cryptid Creatures. What's that?
Grab that one.
Oh, back there. I see it now. It's Cryptid Creatures. Learn to draw mysterious beasts from around the world.
So she gave us a couple
to give away.
To give away, which as of this coming out, they've already been given away.
Yep, they've both been given away. So we gave away two books on our show on our lives. So I'm sure you guys have saw that, but and we did our own drawings from the books. It's a fantastic book.
It actually works.
Yes, it works. This is Ballyraven. Check out Bally. Go to her website. Just Google Ballyraven, all one word. Ballyraven. This book is awesome, and it's not just like for kids.
It's for kids, adults. It's great.
And it's educational, and it's fun, and she really teaches you how to draw like her. It's very easy. Again, we did two of them last night as we're recording this, and they turned out like they did. They looked good, and made me feel like I was an accomplished artist. It made me feel special a little bit. So thank you, Ballyraven. We also want to thank Whitney Yadon, sitting right across from us.
Always enjoyable.
Always enjoyable, yes. I bought a painting off her. I usually do off each festival we're at together because I really like her stuff. It's very nice, very sweet. Thank you, Whitney. And then I just want to thank everyone who came out and bought a book and came out to support
us. Just even see us. Yeah, it's so nice.
We really appreciate you guys. Again, Squonkapalooza 2025. Joe from Crypto Theology and Lisa Russell from Cryptid Comforts or Cryptid, yeah, Comforts. I always mix that up. I'm looking at Cryptid Creatures right here. Don't look at that, the book. That's the book. Cryptid Comforts from Lisa Russell put on an amazing event. I'm really already looking forward to next year. So keep your eyes out for Squonkapalooza 2026. And when the date is announced, you better mark your calendars because if you can get there, I highly, highly recommend it.
I mean, it's one of the few festivals we still do.
Mm-hmm.
With having the kids and everything like that, it's just...
It gets to be a bit much.
It's slowed down everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is one we always try to make sure we do. It's been great every time. They've improved it every year, which is hard to do. They take feedback, and they work on improving. It's great.
And I hope there's nobody... I'm sure this is kind of an impromptu episode as well. So if we're missing somebody from this weekend, I mean, we apologize. There's a lot of names and a lot of faces to remember and talk to.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, not bad. It just was... There's a lot.
And a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot, and it was nonstop. But so anyone else we missed...
Everybody was very nice.
Yes. I just want to say thank you for seeing us. Thank you for supporting us. Come out and support Squonkapalooza next year. Come see us this year, October 4th. In Ohio, Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2. Come spend time with us. Come see all of our speakers like Ron, like Tony Merkel, for example. Just a couple examples. And you know what? There might even be some Flavors of the Forest there. So come get you some Flavors of the Forest. Get you a bottle. Finally, you can get it in person. You can try it in person. Sprinkle it on some food there at the Jamboree. And give it a test trial. You never know. And then you... might get some for your friends and family, especially for Christmas. It's best Christmas gifts, great stocking stuffer. Flavors of the Forest, you can get it at flavorsforest.com/corn. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right, see you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jade Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye.